better. But then again, I'll be leaving anyway. Nighttime finds me asleep in the pillow. Ride around, come on and see me in a one horse town, and take a ride, tell me what you will. I'm getting older, getting over the hill. I live in a little bitty town, and all we do is just ride around. Pass the paper bag with the whiskey, pour me another sip of wine. I'm burning things I find till you miss me. It's hard to stay when there's leaving on your mind. I can't find a reason for living, and I can't find a place with peace of mind. Working to find my forgiveness, I pleaded guilty and now I'm doing time. Right here in a little bitty town, the buildings are falling down. All the cops just hang around. Come on and see me, one horse town. Just take a ride, tell me what you will. I'm getting older, getting over the hill. Well, I live in a little bitty town, and all we do is just hang around. The tears tumble down to the pavement. Daylight burns me till I'm blind. My friends and lovers that knew me, she's the one that can satisfy my mind. Sip of wine. I'm burning things I find till you miss me. It's hard to stay when there's leaving on your mind. But I live in a little bitty town, all the buildings are falling down, and all the cops just ride around. Come on and see me, one horse town. And take a ride, tell me what you will. I'm getting older, getting over the hill. I live in a little bitty town, and all we do is just ride around.
Turn 46. erase my memory.
Now
album that came out last year, pretty damn new, Ari Serafin with Expendable Man. And yeah, that was new. That was new from 2024. Also a reissue again. The Fall just keeps putting out records like crazy. This is Fall Heads Roll. They re-released it again with like three extra discs on it, and I had to have it. That was Pacifying, joined by The Fall and Bo Diddley. Got the whole Bo Diddley catalog. You know, once again, it's the point of doing what you do, what you do. And Bo Diddley just made a whole career out of one chord and some maracas. Go Bo Diddley, his version of Merle Travis's 16 Tons. Alejandro Escovedo from his latest remix album on Yet Rock called Bury Me. That's Bury Me. And we started with the Bad Livers, Little Bitty Town, you listen to Zambora. I'm going to play this underneath. Hang on. Yeah. Because this is good talking over music. Get Carter. Roy Budd tune. Done by Stereo Lab. Yeah. Picked up a bunch of Stereo Lab over the year, too. That's the thing. There's just some bands I just gravitate towards having everything. And when you have everything, where do you put it? Speaking of everything, how about eating everything? Talking about compulsive eaters anonymous. That's right. A compulsive eaters anonymous Bosch is a local nonprofit organization. They offer you help year-round, anybody in the community. The CEA, as it's known on the inside track, is a free 12-step self-help group. Anyone who has trouble with eating. Not eating. Eating too much. Not eating enough. Rubbing food on their shoulder blades. It's very hard. You rub the... Because you got to get that stretch. Get a big thing of peanut butter. Smoosh it around your body. Get a chicken fried steak. And smoosh it all around. There you go. Smoosh that chicken fried steak all around. Listen to the Pittsburgh area. 412-225-1664. Point your browser. Look, dig around, find that browser. Go to CEAHOWPA.org. EI. Yeah. Compulsive eaters, it's free. It's delicious. Alright. How about that fire? Making a fire? Yeah. You gotta hellfire you. Just because your campfire's out doesn't mean it is. It's not out. Stir that fire. Twerk on that baby. That's right. Mush it all around like a chicken fried steak. After you've sat on that fire, you may exit. But then draw it again. Come back later. Because, you know, you just can't be too OCD with forest fires. Like when, you know, you put your garage door down, you think, did I put that garage door down? I'm positive. Why would I not put that garage door down? And you drive around the block and go, oh, I did put the garage door down. And whoever goes, well, wait a minute, did I really? Yeah, I definitely, did I really put that garage door down? I put that garage door down. That's like a campfire thing. Did I really put that campfire out? Be as obsessive about campfires as you are with your garage door. Okay. Drive around the block and sit on that fire again, baby. I told you it's a groovy tune to yak around to. Yeah. Tell you about some shows on the station. Courts in Session, rocking away, your rocking attorney. That's Eric Jackson Lurie. 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on Hocus Pocus. On new music and your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. Re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on RCT. So, yeah, speaking of that, I actually got, it's interesting, we're mentioning country rock and roll and that and this. So one of my trivia questions I'm working on is called, what is it called? It's called Lost Luggage, and it's about people that died like while traveling. And I thought one of the great questions is how many members of Lynyrd Skynyrd died on their airplane crash? Not enough. Here's the something brand new. That's not the real answer. Three of them died. Lynyrd Skynyrd. There you go. So there you go. But I thought that'd be a funny answer. Not enough. So loose change, stale popcorn, hair ties, so many crumbs. The real treasure music you'll find between the cushions. There's more cushion for pushing. RCT, an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere. See? Tuesdays at 7 p.m. All right, here is the new Leticia Sardea album. And she is the, she actually toured Pittsburgh. Now talking, she's the lead singer for Stereolab, Leticia Sardea. And man, she's like about 8 foot tall, plays the guitar, and has that just beautiful angelic voice, you know. But, you know, she seems like the kind of person that might have some hygiene issues. Just my opinion. Here's something from her new album, The Dash. Zombo in Your Brain. Recapping the finest stuff of the 2024. What a nice year.
Ask him how the kids are. He'll get home around 7. Cause the car's real old. And he could have had a Cadillac if the school had taught him right.
There you go. That's Monster Wave with Pazulu Luau. That's new. And we heard from the latest Fat White Family record, which was very nice, called Forgiveness Is Yours. That's Visions of Pain. Au Pairs doing a David Bowie tune, Repetition. And Leticia Sedier doing the Dash from her new album, Rooting for Love. Before that, some Stereo Lab doing Get Carter. In the background is probably one of the strangest bands that I can't figure this band that I call You Do Right. Y-O-O-D-O-O-R-I-G-H-T. And they're named after a song by Can, this band called Can. They're like a krautrock band from the 70s. But like, they're putting some interesting music out. But it's just, it's fascinating how they structure stuff, and it's almost jam band like, you know. It's interesting about when you think about like jam bands and music, the idea that jam bands are just like, well, I think jam bands are like organized chaos, kind of like how I saw this really interesting video about a guy. He's shuffling a deck of cards in front of his class. He's a professor. And he says, you know, never in the history of man has this order of these cards been shuffled like this. He does it again. He says, never has been followed up like this. And he gives the number of the randomness of like shuffling 52 cards. And shuffling those 52 cards, he gives this, he says, the odds of shuffling these the same time, you know, similarly, you know, the same sequence. He gave this astronomical number. Like, it was like, you know, 50 digits in this number. It was massive. But here's the issue. It's not, it seems like chaos. Same with jam bands. It seems like chaos. But there is a thin line of organization in all of that chaos. And when you talk about how many stars there are in the sky, we can't fathom those numbers. So when you get into those numbers that are like 50, 60 digits, our brains can't grasp that, you know? Trying to like grasp how long infinity is, you can't. And they actually say that there's no real such thing because time doesn't exist. Isn't that neat? Craziness. You know what's kind of odd too is as you try and play detective with say for example you knew somebody and they passed away and they died. And you want to know how they died. You have to play detective. You ever try that? Like, oh my God, the dude from high school just died. How'd he die? When you read the obituary, it gives you like some vague clue. Well, he passed away suddenly. Suddenly. Okay, what could that mean? Was it an accident? You have to do the research. Was it an accident? No. Or then you start going through the Facebook and the social media, and you try and find clues from some of their friends, and you look for these buzzwords. You know, this person had demons. Okay, demons, there you go. Some kind of addiction. Or this person, a long extended illness, you know, means that, you know, they, you know, probably the C. So, and then you can't really get a definitive answer. Why can't obituaries be honest? You know, the dude fell down a flight of steps and broke his neck. The end. They never can tell you that. They always got to give you some vague, like, oh, he passed off this, shuffled off this mortal coil, or, you know, passed away unexpectedly. You know, nobody passes away unexpectedly. You know, we're going to die. It's not unexpected. Hey, hear that guy died? Yeah. Why was that unexpected? Well, you know, he was a live human being, right? Yeah, I know, I was a live human being. And live human beings only last so long, right? Yeah. I mean, there's some human beings that don't even make it into their teenage years. Passing away, unfortunately, Well, inevitably. But unexpected is because we have that, we suspend our belief that we are going to croak. And that's why it's unexpected. And that's why people get so freaked out when they see people die. It gives you that weird feeling, doesn't it? Because, like, you know you are, you think you are, but then this really is right up in your face. Because sometimes you think it's solipsism. You're the only live human being here. You're not even a live human being. This is all for you. Everything you see around you. It's not a test. It's not a computer simulation. You are the only sentient being in the universe. And all of this other stuff, all of this other stuff is for your amusement, your befuddlement. All this chaos. Basically, you are the universe experiencing itself. How's that grab you? So when somebody croaks that you know, it makes you think. Is that person a real person? Or is it just a figment of my imagination? But no, deep down you know nothing. And know nothing, it's pretty intense. And I just don't mean like not knowing your math, your ciphering. Not knowing the grand scheme of things. And then you got some people telling you that they know the answers. And they're lying to you. Everybody. Even atheists are lying to you. Ain't got no answer. But you don't need no answer. Because there ain't no answer. It's like that big shuffling the cards thing. It's so ridiculously complex. You can't even fathom it. See how this you do right fits right in over top of these like borderline psychotic ramblings of mine? See how that works? See what this band does to me? This is why you should always listen to new music. This is why you should always expand your horizons. This is why. Same with leaving your hometown and coming back. Not listening to the same things over and over again. Listening to new music. It's that zombo in your brain. Because a lot of this music I hear for the first time. And it moves me. Now hopefully it's moving you. You Do Right, the song Full Health from the new album.
Something about the way you taste makes me want to clear my throat. There's a message to your movements that really gets my goat. I look for sniffy linings, but you're rotten to the core. I had just about all I can take. You know I can't take it no more. Been around a long time ago, while your ability to torment. Then you took your tongs of love and stripped away my garment. I look for sniffy linings, but you're rotten to the core. I've had just about all I can take. You know I can't take it no more.
A bit of a swinging hillbilly toe-tapper there. That was new from Brent Amaker and the Rodeo doing Devo's Gut Feeling. That's right. That song sounded familiar. It's from the first Devo record, Gut Feeling. Man, yeah, nice tune. Before that, we had a double shot of the Ramblin' Ambassadors. I just rescored that record, Avante, and man, Dead Man's Flat and Hub 234. Man, Brent J. Cooper, the guy behind the was in Huevos Rancheros. Great surf music out of Canada. And there you go. That's where we're at. Okay, good. You know, you got to think before you post, right? All right, so think. Think. You got it? Good. All right, when you share your image online, you're sharing it with everybody. Woo-woo. Ain't that the truth? So don't let your private life become public. Like me, I make my big mistake of making my private life become public. Damn it, Jim. So think before you post. For more information. That's the thing. I usually think before I say anything on the radio. I'm walking that tightrope. Who knows when I'm going to get blown off the tightrope and won't be doing radio no more. Huh? That's scary. 30 years on that. That's bizarre to me. Doing the radio. But anyway, call the cyber tip line if there's a thing. And it's a message brought to you by the service for missing and exploited kids. Yeah, that's a gig you really want. Shelter pets. Got to get you into shelter pets, or do you want this? Do you want to go? Why does that say? That's bizarre. So the headline on this, to read it, says Maria. So, okay, Maria, okay. What's this? 7,000 high school kids drop out every year. That's one every 26 seconds. You have 26 seconds as a student to stay at the desk. You can share your message of support. Well, who's Maria? Did you just met a gal named Maria? Drunka Maria? There's a song by the Monks. That's the thing. The stuff I know is stupid. Anyhow, boots up. Brought to you by the Army. I that Maria thing was a trick. It's like one of those, like, things when you're getting the spam email, and they have something on the line, you go because it's anything to trick you to get the spam email, you know. It says hey, you remember this guy or whatever, then you're gonna say, oh, this, they're trying to sell me my car warranty, you know, or hey, you know, your MySpace password has expired. Spam. This is the time of year to start unsubscribing to all of those things. And you can't even unsubscribe to spam because it's just weird and out there. The other thing is like the one that I get a lot of is for ED pills. You know, obviously ED pills must be something they want to sell me, you know, selling me ED pills. I don't know who Ed is, but I don't need any of Ed's pills. Ed's pushing those pills on me all the time. What else they? It says we found some errors on your website. Most of you probably don't have your own website, but I'm inundated. How many times do you think you're gonna fall for that trick? You know, it says I noticed some errors on your web, and it's always the same line, always the same subject. You know, it really is sad that there is so much people we're so inundated with trying to be tricked. You know, so many of these phishing things on the internet, you know. I mean, don't these people have any kind of, I guess they figure this. If you're stupid enough to fall for what they're selling you, then you don't deserve what you have. I think that's the rule of the jungle, right? The rule of the jungle. If you're too stupid, if somebody tricks you out of something, it's your fault for being dumb, not on them. Because they are unscrupulous. It's all you. Yeah, that's nothing like making the victim feel worse. You know? Nothing making the victim feel worse about something. So, yeah, and there's people feeling bad. And they go, oh, I can't look at the news and all the things. You know what? It's very easy. I have a thing called the two-second news. This is all the news I need in 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Headline, is he dead? Did he have a stroke? Nope. Not interested in anything else. Boom. 2 second news. That's all I care about. Every day, 2 second news. Dead? Stroke? Nope. Done. Time to party. Here's something new from the Idols. That's right. These guys, luckily I can play this tune because most of their stuff has a dirty word in it. These guys are like from like, I don't know, like some nasty part of the UK. And their stuff is great. But man, the guy has got a potty mouth. But anyhow, here is a tune by Idols from the new record. I did check it out. No dirty words. It's all about Hall & Oates. RCT, Zombo in Your Brain, recapping 2024.